Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Myth of the American Dream, Reflections on Affluence, Autonomy, Safety, and Power by D.L. Mayfield. Narrated by Nan McNamara. Introduction. The Myth of the American Dream. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. I am on a walk in my neighborhood in January. The air is cold, the ground is wet, but the sun breaks out for a few moments. I see sidewalks on a side street, and I'm struck by the green moss growing on them. It reminds me of old growth. The moss has been there for a long time, and it will remain until whatever it is affixed to crumbles into dust. Other things I see on my walk: a used diaper, a pile of orange-colored vomit, the father of my daughter's schoolmate driving away in a small red car, 2 for sale signs on houses, hot sauce packets scattered on the ground, trees bare and stretching to the sky. Yet the moss hums with a vibrancy. It clings and covers that which remains. My son calls it fairy carpet because I taught him to say this. I am working on seeing little bits of magic where I can. I teach my children, and they teach me. Our sight lines going to such different places. Looking up, looking down. I'm learning to look at the ground again, to marvel at the good and the bad equally. I am learning to let the place teach me. This is probably as zen as I will ever get, meditating on bright green moss on a cold January day. This is how I am paying attention today. I used to prayer walk, bold as brass, longing to witness to others. Now I walk the streets that make up my under-resourced, glorious neighborhood, and I try to lean in to the gift of being a witness to the good and the bad of the world, to articulating the reality of my neighbors, to God's presence and God's absence. I guess this means I've undergone a conversion of sorts. I suppose this means I am probably trying to convert you, too. Here's the story of one of my many conversions. When I was young and convinced the world was mine to save, I started volunteering with Somali Bantu refugees. They had survived the worst the world had to offer, only to come to my city and suffer in new and different ways. This shocked me, as it would shock most people who have been sheltered from the realities of the world. I tried to be strong. I tried not to flinch, as every one of my most dearly held beliefs about the goodness of God and the goodness of my country wilted in front of me as I started to see life through the eyes of the refugees of the world. One day I went into the apartment of a Somali Bantu family. There, on the counter, was a stack of bills. No one in the family could read in any language, and translators were few and far between. They asked me to read the bills, and I thumbed through the stack. The costs of the American dream.